Hello everyone and welcome back to the Patreon webinar. Thank you so much for supporting for another week. It is so good to have you back. I just want to let you guys know that the webinar from last week is up and you can be enjoying that one. It's about how to choose your digital journal apps. And on Sunday, we're going to be posting all of the next June's webinars, so you can go and enjoy that list and choose which ones you want to see next month. Feel free to make any recommendations in the comments below. So guys, thank you first off to be Community Plus supporters. I'm trying to post some more early access content, and I'm actually trying to revise some of the perks that you have, because obviously it's been a big learning curve the last couple of months at least. So we're going to be talking about something that I did a talk on at the Business of Software conference called Avoiding the Perennial Problems with Productivity Tools. And this is going to be a sort of like mini guide, not a full guide, on how to avoid switching and improving your research and optimization of certain tools. Now, I don't need this slide because it's pretty explanatory. You guys know who I am, at least. So let's start with this slide, and that's too many options. Now, as you can imagine, we all know from being in the sort of productivity space that there are so many options, like hundreds of thousands of apps. You could be scrolling that app store for absolutely days and still find applications you've never heard of. And of course, we know that there's endless options in both the enterprise and the personal space. Like, there are hundreds of the Evernotes and hundreds of the project managers. So obviously choosing can be pretty tough. And there's too many options to some extent. There's so much choice. And it's sometimes very hard to make a decision. And of course, app downloads are continuing. There's been 197 billion app downloads as of 2017. And I can imagine that figure's soared even more in the last year at the very least. And we all know the personal productivity software options are still on the rise. Now, I don't really necessarily have a problem with this. I think the more options, the better to some extent, having the optionality, but I don't know whether it's the best solution. So let's just take a look here. This is a perfect example. If you type in to-do-list apps on the Google Play App Store, this is March, this is like 2 months ago, but you can start to see it is absolutely covered and you'll be scrolling for a while, I can imagine. And of course, there's not just to-do-list apps. You've got the regular apps, so on the right-hand side of the page, on the white and the right-hand side of the page, you've got to-do-list apps, note-taking apps, calendar apps, and personal project managers. I'd say the four primary applications. Obviously, you've got the core apps there, the to-do, the notes, and the calendar. And obviously, they're the main sort of apps. But there are a whole host of other ones. Habit trackers, hybrid productivity apps, ones that combine two experiences, meeting agenda apps, Pomodoro timers, team communication tools, all-in-one workspaces, calendar schedule tools, email collaboration tools, writer apps. I put Pomodoro timers twice, but that's because there's so many of them probably. But as you can imagine, there's so many different options to choose from. So it's being able to determine which one is most suitable for me and make that decision and sit down and actually go through it. So obviously we asked ourselves, the more tools, the better. Surely that means that. And to some extent it does. Obviously the more options you have, the better, because you've got a range of things that will be able to capture different people's attention and different people's needs and goals. But obviously the real focus has been on choosing those, and choosing is the most suitable thing to do, is actually spend a little bit of time researching, going deeper, working out which ones. But of course, switching becomes a lot easier when you've got so many of these tools out there. You can switch so easily because you see something brand new and you're like, "Ooh, I want this one." So I'm going to take you through a three-step guide. The first is choosing, and that's choosing, actually being able to do the research and selecting one application that best suits your needs. The second is avoiding switching, is actually avoiding changing that routine and sticking with the solution that you have and making sure it's strong. And the third section is optimizing. So once you've actually got that application, you're happy with it, is then making a base with it and really building your knowledge of the application and how to really take advantage of it. So let's start with choosing. Now, as you can imagine, choosing takes a bit of time, and I almost always recommend spending time on researching an application and not jumping to a conclusion. Now, typically when people, and we've all done it, this is probably something everyone's done in this community, is seen a new application and been like, oh, this is really nice and very attractive. I'm going to jump on board with it because it's a, you know, shiny new application. But of course, we do that, and that's a bad thing. But we want to spend a bit of time researching and ranking it based on our own needs and intensity of the application. What I always recommend, and for those who are taking to picking the To-Do List app course, is the quadrant sections and how to actually improve that. Now, you want to match the features to your tools, so that's very important. But let's start with the quadrant section. So let's start with a simple to-do list example. So obviously in the top left, we have light personal. Now, this is very casual use. This might be you making shopping lists, you know, being able to tally, you know, what birthday presents you need to buy people, you know, very simple personal tasks that won't require you to add, for example, projects or much detail more than that. And that could be a good example of to-do list app that matches that criteria is Google Tasks. But once you know you're in the light personal, you're like, okay, I'm retiring soon. I don't really need an advanced to-do list application. I'm not doing too hideous amount of work. Maybe I'm doing some gardening. I'm looking to go on lots of walks. I'm planning trips. Maybe I need like just a light personal application to suit all of my needs. And that could be your like Google Tasks, iOS reminders. You maybe even falling into the category of Microsoft To Do. So you're looking at those sort of very simplistic applications. Now on that same very theme of light, you've got light professional. Now light professional is an area that really tries to focus more on a professional situation. So this could be sharing and collaborating with others in a more relaxed fashion. And the reason why I want to recommend that is because that's more for like teams of 1 to 5, or those who are on their own and potentially sharing with small amounts of clients or small amounts of people. And I typically recommend apps like Trello that help you to organize in a Kanban method and be able to share tasks alike with other people. So that's one of the benefits of using light professional. So do you fall under that category? Do you fall under the small team situation and have the need to share stuff with other people? So you should be looking at apps in the vicinity of Trello that have a very team collaboration abilities. So obviously, heavy personal is where you actually need to go, right, I need a really consistent task manager that has powerful features that's going to get me organized. Now, this is a heavy personal I normally typically recommend to freelancers, those who don't work with people but need a heavy tool set to actually get them going. So heavy personal is for those sorts of characters, and you could be looking at apps like you know, TickTick's a good example, you've got OmniFocus 3, you've got Things 3, and many applications that don't really have too many sharing collaboration. I know TickTick does, but of course you could fall it under the heavy professional category. So heavy professional is a task manager experience that has sharing abilities, projects, and it allows you to communicate with others. Now, OmniFocus 3 doesn't, so Todoist is a good example of a heavy professional application. So sitting down with this quadrant and going, okay, which one do I fall under? Do I, for example, you know, share a few things with team members, and do I use a lot of the projects and tasks and context abilities, then you might be looking at heavy or professional. But if you're looking at like sharing some few things with team members and you want to keep organized, maybe light professional could be that category with you. Let's apply this to note taking. So Bear could be a light personal application that has really nice simplistic abilities. Light professional might be Notion, being able to share stuff and use some of the note-taking abilities there. Heavy professional could be Evernote because it has such a wide range of toolkits. And heavy personal could be standard notes because obviously you don't have any sharing abilities there, but you do have some advanced note-taking structures there. So let's move on to the second section. Okay, so you've spent time researching, you've choosing, you've used a quadrant method, you've found an app that meets your feature needs and needs in the long term. And switching is the next thing, is avoiding it, is actually making sure you're going to settle down with this tool. So the best thing to do there is, if you're torn between a couple of those top solutions, then to shortlist top three solutions. And to pick one of those and feel which one meets your requirements and take a full 90-day trial with it. And the goal of the 90-day trial is to actually make sure you spend time with the application. And you have to commit to this 90 days, which means that you have to set up a small base there and know that you're going to be staying there for 90 days. You cannot remove yourself from this 90-day gap. So that's very important. So obviously that is a conversation you need to have yourself, whether you want to actually spend 90 days with an application, and you will slowly filter your shortlist down. But it's really important to understand as well is when you're going about choosing an application is to choose for the long term as well, because you want to be with this app on a regular sort of 2 to 3 year basis. So let's say you're a couple of months down the line, you've done that 90-day trial, you're happy with the app, you're like, okay, I need to really improve my use of this application, streamline it. So the important thing is to take some courses, guides to optimize that application and design the tool to your work. Now, this is something a lot of people do, but it's important to really understand whether you're utilizing all of the abilities of this application and really take advantage of it. Because once you do, you can really excel. Honestly, I've seen people go from going, okay, I'm using Todoist, I really like it, but if I saw another thing, I'd be tempted. But then they go ahead and learn Todoist, like a bit more detail, and they're like, wow, I'm sold. And they go much deeper. So some recommended steps is to choose, do the research, do not switch, and really test yourself in those first trial periods, and then optimize an application. You need to research your needs, not others. We typically get a lot of recommendations from colleagues, from our friends, from our family, that go, you should use this app, you should use this software. And of course, that's important, but being able to determine, do they match your criteria, will help you so massively. And of course, buying for the long term with these applications, like 2 to 3 years is a good time period to have an app, because moving base is like moving house with a Todoist app. So guys, a big thank you. Obviously, I hope to do a webinar next week. I will do a webinar next week. If you have any questions, pop them in the comments below and I'll happily answer them. But guys, I hope you enjoyed this talk and found some value from it. I will be doing a course very soon about how to choose the best to-do list app, but I'm going to be going deep with this. So I hope to share that with you soon. So guys, thanks so much. I will see you guys in the next week or so. Make sure you have a great week. Keep productive. And thanks for being a Patreon subscriber. Cheers, guys.